This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Memorial Day weekend is coming up, and that means it's time for an athletic holiday tradition in Vermont, the People's United Bank Vermont City Marathon. While a number of runners are winding down their training and getting ready for the full 26.2 miles, 1,775 teams of runners will hit the streets of Burlington for the relay event. Our sports correspondent Andy Gardner has been writing about the relay for VPR.net, and he joins us now in the studio to tell us more about it. Andy, great to speak with you again.
Oh, good to be back, Mitch.
Well, relay teams with 3 to 5 runners, they've been part of the marathon since the beginning, and I guess we kind of take it for granted. Isn't this unusual to have for a marathon?
Yes, back 27 years ago when the race first began, the organizers wanted to be inclusive. They wanted to get as many people involved as possible, and they hit upon the relay element to go along with the full marathon. And so it's been a part and parcel and a signature of this event since the very beginning.
Most marathons don't do this. They just have the 26.2.
Back in that day, no, it was very, very rare. It's hard to tell whether if the Vermont City Marathon was the first, but if it wasn't, it was among the first to offer relays. And then that expanded in 2004 when they added the two-person team to the 3 to 5 person teams. A lot of marathons will run a half marathon in conjunction with their full race. The Burlington course is not really set up to do that. So instead of trying to finagle a half marathon, they responded to their runners saying, put in a two-person team where we can hand off at the 13.1-mile mark, and we'll work it that way. And that's become wildly popular.
What can you tell us about some of the relay teams that are regularly involved in this event?
Well, it's great diversity. You talk to people on the relay teams, and what they love about it most is just the diversity and the types of runners that make up a team. They can range from occasional runners to the most serious runners. And I talked with three that kind of fit into those different categories. Jeannie Quinton of Essex has run the full marathon, and she's run with a 5-person relay team with neighbors from her Essex neighborhood. But she was not a runner or an athlete at all growing up. She first ran in 2002 as an attempt to maybe lose a little weight. She had two daughters and subsequently, but she was hooked on running. And this year, what's really interesting, she's running a 2-person event with one of her best friends, a friend from all the way back to kindergarten, Francesca Durant. So that's going to be a 2-person team. They're going to actually run it together the first half and then pass off to two other friends for the second half. Another example of someone involved in this race is Russ Cook. He's in his 60s now. He's a realtor from Williston, but he's also a member of the race committee, and he's been a runner all his life for 45 years, very involved with the Green Mountain Athletic Association. And he will run with a 5-person team. They're all over 60 now, and he'll run the first leg because he'll take off his bib and shift into some more suitable clothes and start helping out with duties with the rest of the race. And then a third runner that I spoke with is Meg Lout. She's a 36-year-old wildlife biologist from Colchester who's going to be running a 2-person team with Kim Loeffler, a well-known area triathlete. Last year, Meg was the first Vermont woman across the finish line in just under 3 hours. But her goal is to qualify for the Olympic trials, and she felt that she needed to improve her speed work, that her endurance was fine, but she needed more speed at various points in the race. So this year, she's going to run half of the race and concentrate on that speed work to try to work herself in a position to qualify for the Olympics.
You spoke with a 2-person relay team that's going for a record, and what record are they trying to break?
The women's open 2-person team record that was set in 2010. It's 2 hours, 51.54 seconds, and it was set by Jackie Jackman and Michaela Driscoll in 2010.
Why do you think, Andy Gardner, that the Vermont City Marathon is so popular? I mean, it's been going on, as you say, for 27 years now. It seems to just be growing in popularity. What is it about this event?
Well, I think there are a number of factors, Mitch. One is just the beautiful setting. It would be hard to top Lake Champlain and downtown Burlington as elements to be part of your race. And the other part is just the diversity. Everyone mentions the diversity. Youngsters, oldsters, you range from their 70s into their early teens, and you have serious, semi-serious, and just occasional runners. It's just a wildly diverse crowd. And then the final element, I think, is the community supports it so strongly. All along the course, people turn out to cheer, and they cheer the relay runners just as heavily as the full marathoners. They don't make a distinction. You're out there running, and they're there to support you.
And before we let you go, Andy, there is some big news on the women's lacrosse front at Middlebury College following the Panthers in the NCAA regionals. What's going on there?
Well, the intrepid Middlebury College women's lacrosse team is back in the NCAA Division III Final Four once again. It's the 17th time that they've made there. They've won 5 national championships. They'll play Cortland State in Philadelphia in the semifinals on Saturday. A win there would put them in the finals for the 9th time. And what adds a touching element to this is the final weekend for Coach Missy Foote, who is truly a living legend in lacrosse. She has been at Middlebury for 35 years, has made her biggest mark in lacrosse, but also won national championships in field hockey and was a senior women's administrator at the school for many years. She will leave a huge hole when she retires after this weekend.
Would you put this on par with Bill Beeney retiring?
Yes, absolutely. And if you wanted to make a case that Missy could one-up him, I don't think you'd get an argument.
Andy Gardner is VPR's sports correspondent. Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Mitch.
Support for our sports reporting comes from the VPR Journalism Fund.